Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
We are back with more Pep Talk, and next up is Kim Weiler, whose 21-year journey to healing began when she developed the autoimmune disease psoriasis at the age of 19. She is now helping others through her business, Healing My Skin, is a certified health coach and a graduate of the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, a school I went to, and the author of P.S. It's All About Love. So welcome, Kim.
Hi, Sharky. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you on. I've never talked about skin problems before, especially the relationship between skin problems and nutrition, and also about self-love. So this is really unique and fun for me to talk to you.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that.
Well, let's talk about how your healing journey began. So at age 19, now, and first of all, can you explain what an autoimmune disease is?
Sure. Yeah, anybody with any type of autoimmune disease, it's kind of rampant today, actually.
Right.
What's happening is your immune system's job is to fight off foreign invaders, like when you get an infection, when there's trauma, any type of injury, toxins, even stress.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is... what's happening is it's getting confused, and it's actually looking at your own cells and tissues as those foreign invaders, and it's attacking them. So essentially, it's your body is attacking itself,
mm-hmm.
and it could attack, you know, your joints, your brain. In my case, my skin.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your whole body.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So when you notice this going on, I imagine you went to the doctor to try to get it cured, right?
Yes.
And
yes,
what
I did.
And what happened?
Most of my life, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, and at the doctors, you know, what I learned from them is they said it was hereditary, which I later found out really only 40% of people have it in their families.
Okay.
And I also learned that, you know, they tried to basically just, what I did was I just used a lot of medications, a lot of ointments, a lot of creams that have steroids in it, and, you know, they thinned out my skin, and they actually really only made the problem worse,
mm-hmm.
and I never really knew that over time because it was a Band-Aid. It really did help. It helped here and there. It was temporary. It always came back. I always found myself getting really used to the medication, and then it stopped working, and it just kind of was like that. It was like an emotional roller coaster, really, for all those years.
Right, right. So what exactly, now there's a lot of different autoimmune diseases, and psoriasis obviously affects the skin. How does it affect the skin?
So what it does is, instead of a person's skin shedding normally about once a month when a person's cells mature, the skin sheds rapidly every few days in someone like me. And when the cells are shedding really fast, the body just can't handle it. And they're not really giving the cells a chance to mature at all. So what you're left with are these layers of red, thick, scaly patches or lesions or spots all over your body, and or maybe in certain spots. And they're very itchy, and they definitely don't make you feel attractive.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Well, now, when did you end up at IIN? Is that one of the ways that you healed your psoriasis, was going to that school?
Actually, no. My health journey began 5 years ago. I only went to IIN a year ago. I just graduated recently.
Okay.
And what happened was my healing journey began with my dog, Max. I know that sounds so funny. It makes me smile every time I tell people the story because I was 35 years old. I had this rescue who had every ailment you could possibly imagine. He was just so sick for so many years. And I was so desperate for him to feel better and just whatever time he had left, you know, for him to be happy and live a happier life. And my vet had suggested that I cook whole foods for him instead of giving him the processed dog food that I was giving him. And I was getting processed dog food from shipped from Canada. It was raw, organic. I thought it was the best. It was very expensive. And my vet said, you know, listen, any processed dog food is basically leftover scraps. You don't know what's in it. She's like, you're so much better off cooking whole foods for him, stuff that you would eat, vegetables, organic chicken, wild-caught fish, stuff like that. So I was so desperate, and I complied, and I started cooking for him. Wow, what a difference I saw in him. Within 2 months, he lost weight. He was obese. He lost a lot of weight, and he went from not being able to walk to outright running.
Wow.
And my mind was blown away. That was probably the first time that I realized, wow, food really is our medicine.
Right, right.
And within 6 months, I got him weaned off all of his medication. And my vet actually said that his 11-year-old body had the insides of that of a six-month-old puppy.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible. So you were cooking all this food for your dog. Were you eating it as well?
No. I was working in television at the time. Very crazy, busy schedule. I never really had the self-care practice that, you know, I really needed to have at that time. But, you know, once I learned all of this, watching Max transform in front of my eyes, that's when my journey began. I was so blown away, and I was like, wow, maybe now it's time to take control of my own health. At the time, I was really kind of fed up with my psoriasis, fed up with just feeling so insecure about it, having constant fear of being judged. It's very hard psychologically and physically.
Mm-hmm.
So I made this decision, okay, I'm going to do as much research as I can, and I did. I watched every documentary. I read every book, you name it. I read it or watched it. And I got my family and friends on board, and I said, okay, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to change my diet. And I did. I completely changed my diet. And within 1 year, I had healed my skin completely. I was clear for the first time in, at that time, almost 20 years.
Wow. And
yeah,
that was just going. That was just going to non-processed foods, whole foods, vegetables. What you were feeding your dog?
Right? Basically, yeah. I mean, there were definitely some other things. At the time, I ate a mostly plant-based diet: vegetables, fruits, beans, legumes, some whole grains, nuts and seeds. And if I had sugar, it really wasn't frequent. But when I did, I would make sure it was from a plant or a tree. So, like dates or fresh fruit, maybe some pure maple syrup or raw honey. But I was, and then, you know, eventually later on, once I cleared my skin, I was slowly able to introduce some foods back into my life that I loved, like organic chicken, eggs, all sorts of fish. But yeah, it was quite a lesson for me. And ever since, I've just been on such a mission to spread the word and help others heal.
Okay, and that's when you went to IIN, right?
Yes. So basically, a little over a year ago, here I'm on this mission. I was blogging about it. I was talking to a ton of people on psoriasis forums. I was, you know, just really on a mission to spread the word. And IIN popped into my inbox one day, and it was really at a time when I was in my TV career, and I was just, my soul was ready for change. It was ready to help people feel better and just contribute and, you know, give back, contribute to the world. And here, I wasn't really sure what I could do or how I could help people. And here IIN pops up into my inbox. That was not a coincidence at all.
Good, yeah, I know. Well, you know what? We're going to take a short break, Kim, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how you transitioned from the TV film production into being a health coach and how you help other people, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, we'll be back with more Pep Talk and Kim Wyler right after this.
You don't don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can take on aging as a sport with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Take on Aging as a Sport. Read the book, connect with your inner athletes, make a game plan, discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging, and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Take on Aging as a Sport by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit agingasasport.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
We are back with Pep Talk. I'm here with Kim Weiler, and we have been talking about her healing journey with psoriasis and how she basically healed herself through nutrition. And Kim, I understand that you were in the TV and film production, and please tell us what you did in that business and why you transitioned into becoming a health coach.
Yes, I worked behind the scenes as a freelancer in production management for, I'd say, about the first 6 years of my career. So I was a production coordinator. I helped coordinate shoots and, you know, everything from setting up the crew with the catering, vehicles, anything involved in production itself. I'd be out in the field while they shot everything. And then about 6 years in, I really wanted to pursue my dream to act. I had always wanted to act. So the last 7 years, I had been pursuing that dream, and I ended up transitioning into production accounting. It just had way more flexible hours, and by this time, I was working with a lot of the same people who were just so generous and allowed me to work part-time if I needed to, or, you know, leave early if I had a rehearsal, or they were just so flexible with me. So yes, I worked in three different aspects of production, behind and in front of the camera. And I did this for many years. It was so very good to me. I really loved my film and TV career. But when my health journey began 5 years ago, I just found myself wanting to just help people heal. And there are millions of people out there suffering with psoriasis in the world, and that's just one skin condition.
Right.
I think there's about 20 or so. So, you know, I had this knowledge to share, and I had the compassion to help them, and there I am in my office pushing paper, you know, not really contributing to the world, and I just was so ready. I was ready to just make a positive difference in the world, and I knew that. I knew I was ready. So my health journey began, and my soul just knew it was ready to I was meant to change people's lives. I know my purpose here is to help people feel happy and joyful and live the life they want.
Well, good for you. And how long have you been doing health coaching?
I've been doing it. I just graduated recently, a few months ago. I started health coaching, actually, I didn't realize I started probably since the very beginning of my journey. You being a fellow IINer know that, you know, a lot of people, you're helping people for so long, you just don't really know that you're health coaching a lot of the time.
Right.
But I I just started recently, so probably just a few months now.
Okay, good for you. Well, tell us about a client that you've helped that's had psoriasis. Give us an example.
Okay, yeah. So one of my clients, she's a very busy mother of two little boys, and she has severe psoriasis. And the last thing that she has time for is to focus on her own health. You know, she's so busy with her kids. And I felt it was really important when I started working with her to just take baby steps. I didn't want to overwhelm her. So I walked her through two steps that I knew would make a really big difference. And the first one was crowding out processed foods with whole foods.
Right.
And the other one was saying kind words to thank her skin instead of hating her skin. She felt nothing but disgust for her skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that between eating less chemical-filled food and just that one small little act of self-love each day would totally shift something in her, and she'd feel and she'd think better. I just knew it. So in one month, her husband could not believe the difference in her skin. Literally, her patches were smaller, they were thinner, they were lighter in color, and she called me to thank me on his behalf because for the first time in so many years, she felt relief and hope, and that is just, it was just the most rewarding experience I've had so far.
That is so cool. And your book is, P.S., it's all about love. And so you feel like that is really an important part of the healing process, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. I cannot express that enough. Going to IIN is actually where I learned about the primary food, is what they call it, as you know.
Right.
And before I went to IIN, I definitely understood that a good portion of my journey, you know, maintaining the clearance of my skin, maintaining the diet, maintaining the new lifestyle changes, I had to have a lot of love for myself to do that. It's not easy. But then when I went to IIN, I learned about primary food. That's when I really started to understand that nutrition wasn't just food. It was so much more.
Right.
And that's where the self-love comes in. So from then, I started really incorporating this into my practice because, you know, self-love to me is just when you care enough about yourself to make your happiness a priority. You know, you care about your health, your well-being, and your focus is on just living a joyful life. So for me, I really focus on my healthy relationships, and that's with people, with money, with food, being able to alleviate stress. And I have a whole bunch of different tools in my toolbox and techniques that I have to give myself love. And my skin has not been more clear. It's amazing. Like when I started making me and my happiness a priority, I saw such a difference.
Wow, that is so cool. And I understand you have a YouTube video on the foods that you eat to heal your skin. Where can our listeners find this?
Yeah, if they just go to YouTube and they type in my name, Kim Weiler, they'll see the picture of my Healing My Skin logo. You can't miss it. And so I have one video on there now, and I'm actually getting ready to produce a bunch more to post. So I'm really excited about that.
Okay, right. I was going to ask if you had any upcoming projects, and so you're doing more videos then, correct?
Yes, I'm going to be doing more videos. I'm actually putting together a workshop that will be held in Long Island in January. So I don't have the date yet, but anybody can feel free to contact me, and I'll put them on my mailing list. And the biggest piece of news I have that I'm just so thrilled about is my book. It's coming out at the end of December. And I just could not be more excited to be able to share that with the world.
Oh, that's awesome. So thanks so much for joining us today. Great information. I love the fact that you're helping people without, you know, all the, you know, kind of drugs and, you know, things that they put on their skin. You're doing it from the inside out. That's so cool.
Exactly. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and happy holidays to you, Kim. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
You don't don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can take on aging as a sport with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Take on Aging as a Sport. Read the book, connect with your inner athletes, make a game plan, discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging, and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Take on Aging as a Sport by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit agingasasport.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Pep Talk, and to my wonderful guests, Jody Amon and Kim Weiler. Until next time, I'm Sharky Zartman, and here's to your inner shark.